Despite a disappointing year for growing corn and soybeans in Ohio, farm incomes on average are likely to go up compared to last year. Here to talk about that is Ohio State Associate Professor and Chair of the Farm Income Enhancement Program, Ani Kachova. Thanks for talking to me.
Thanks, Debbie. It's nice to be here.
Explain how this works then. How are incomes going up when all we heard about in the spring was extremely wet weather that kept them from planting?
So that is correct. Here, especially in Ohio and many parts of the Midwest, we had an extremely wet spring, and many of the farmers were delayed planting their crops or they couldn't plant them at all. However, we expect to see lower yields because of that, but we expect to see farm incomes going up. This is partially because government payments to farmers are expected to rise for 2019. They're expected to more than double this year to $10.7 billion.
You're talking about then the Market Facilitation Program, the MFP program.
Yes. So the MFP program payments are expected to more than double to $10.7 billion for 2019. And if we look at the MFP payments plus any other government payments, they are expected to make about 17% of the farm net cash income this year, which is the highest in recent years. So most of the increase that we expect to see in farm incomes would come from increases in government payments, even though we expect to see lower cash receipts for the crops this year.
So how much exactly are incomes going to go up then this year for farmers?
So at the U.S. level, we expect that net farm income would increase by $4 billion or by about 4.8% to $88 billion. And net cash farm income is expected to increase $7.6 billion or 7.3% to $112.6 billion.
Aside from the payments, how much was planting actually down this year?
We saw 1.5 million fewer acres of soybeans and corn that were planted in Ohio. And we also expect to see an increase in the prevent planting payments because of that. And this also constitutes other farm-related income that is also expected to rise this year.
Since the spring, we've been extremely dry. What kind of yields are farmers expecting?
At this point, we expect that we would see some lower incomes for both corn and soybeans. Yields for both corn and soybeans are expected to be the smallest since 2008 in Ohio, according to U.S. Department of Agriculture projections in Ohio and across the Midwest.
But these farm payments, though, were meant to be a one-year stopgap while the Trump administration negotiated tariff policy. Do you think they could return next year, given how much they're helping farmers?
It is possible that they might return. Of course, we do not know for sure. However, everything depends on how the trade talks continue for this year and if there's going to be any resolution to them.
Thanks so much. I've been talking with Ohio State Associate Professor Ani Kachova about farm incomes in Ohio that are expected to go up again this year. Thanks again.
Thanks, Debbie.